We finally made it.
The crew of the Greenpeace vessel Esperanza is gathered on the soggy tundra of Amchitka Island in the Western Aleutians. This moment has been a long time in coming. 36 years ago, the founding members of Greenpeace set out for Amchitka from Vancouver, British Columbia, in a small fishing boat. They were hoping to stop or at least call attention to the Atomic Energy Commission's third and final nuclear test on the island. It was a warhead codenamed Kanakin, which was set to detonate a mile beneath the surface of Amchitka in the largest underground nuclear explosion ever on American soil.
This was the site of Greenpeace's first action, which was to try and stop a nuclear test.
Barbara Stowe is working with Greenpeace on board the Esperanza. Her parents were founding members of the group and were involved in planning the first Amchitka trip.
It sort of hit the zeitgeist across Canada around that time. People, especially on the West Coast, were just outraged that the U.S. was going to drill a hole a mile deep and start testing nuclear weapons on an earthquake fault that was in the Ring of Fire.
The protesters only got as close as Akutan Island, and the Kanakin test went ahead as planned. 3.5 decades later, the surface vegetation on Amchitka has recovered, and the island is safe to walk on again. But the 5-million-ton explosion changed the topography of Amchitka forever. A lake now sits in the center of the island, where the earth collapsed into the blast site.
There's no bringing it back. There's no bringing life back. It's empty.
George Pletnikov is a former Russian Orthodox priest from the Pribilof Islands who now works for Greenpeace in Anchorage. He says that for him, the lush greenery of Amchitka doesn't blot out the history of what happened here.
We had something that was really, really beautiful, and we destroyed it. And once it's destroyed, you can't fix it.
Guaranteed.
Are we putting on all these?
Yes.
Every single one?
In the interior of the island, the Esperanza crew held a brief ceremony to commemorate the 1971 test and to mark their arrival at the site. Although a group of Greenpeace scientists chartered a fishing boat to take samples here in 1996, this is the first time a ship belonging to the organization has made it all the way to Amchitka. Some members of the crew also helped George Pletnikov plant an Orthodox cross on a hill overlooking Amchitka's abandoned military harbor.
We have a long history, the Onungan people, long history on Amchitka Island. We've had communities there. We do have people buried there. So I hope the cross will be, in the Christian understanding, a real symbol of having life, that maybe we don't understand it or see it all, but it's still there.
To dedicate the cross, Pletnikov sang a church hymn in Unungum Tunu, the native language of the Aleutian Islands. On Amchitka Island, I'm Charles Homans.